What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Champ Cave. Today, we're going to be talking about Monday Night Raw from this past Monday, March 18th, 2024. We continue on the road to WrestleMania 40 or WrestleMania XL. Glad to see we're using the Roman numerals and all that. Again, temporarily, probably. But nonetheless, we'll be talking about all things that happened on Monday and how we're heading into SmackDown. And we're just mere days away from WrestleMania 40. Let's get to it. All right, as mentioned, we're continuing on the road to WrestleMania 40. Very excited. Things are heating up every week, every day, actually. There seems to be something online or on the shows that is hyping up WrestleMania more and more as we get closer. Before I mention Raw, I just want to discuss real quick about The Rock. If you haven't been watching, if you're not on Instagram or Twitter or wherever else, really, on social media, you're missing out on The Rock, like his old school take, his old school type of promo, times a thousand, times a million, really. I won't repeat everything, of course. I'm not going to curse on the program, but he is just on fire, just dropping F-bombs and this and that on his IG and Twitter accounts. As I mentioned, he's cutting 10 to 20 minute promos. So if you're watching him on SmackDown the last couple of weeks, he just did a rock concert, a small one in Memphis, Tennessee, this past Friday on SmackDown. And, you know, it's he's saying his comments. He was tame on this past Friday because he grew up in Memphis. He started his wrestling career in Memphis. And that's one of his homes. He has a few places that he calls his heart and soul for his passion for wrestling, and Memphis is one of them. So yeah, the Rock concert, he told the Memphis crowd he's not going to go off on them like he has been doing in other cities. He's going to be calm and cool and collected and whatever. I'm paraphrasing. So with that being said, though, if you watch his stuff on IG and Twitter, as I mentioned, it's a whole different ballgame. Again, he's throwing F-bombs. He's got longer promos. He's full-blown heel Rock. And by the way, speaking of heel and Hollywood Rock, he just dropped his Hollywood theme this past Friday at SmackDown when he came out. The Final Boss is his new moniker, one of his new alternate monikers. But he brought back his Hollywood theme Rock from 2003, if you remember that, when he was facing off Stone Cold Steve Austin, Hulk Hogan, the Hurricane. He had that one off with the Hurricane and that era. So if you missed out on that, check it out on YouTube or whatever. He brought back that theme song. I love it. It's one of my favorite versions of his song. Glad to see that it's back. I had been mentioning to friends and anyone that would listen, probably here in the podcast too, that I would love to hear that theme again. And lo and behold, it's back. But like I said, you know, as far as SmackDown, because I did mention a couple of weeks ago, I was going to mention a little bit of SmackDown and, of course, Raw today on this episode. But that was the big takeaway from SmackDown, was The Rock's mini rock concert that he used to do back in the day. And again, just watch his stuff outside of WWE, outside of programming. Watch his stuff on Twitter and IG if you haven't. Check out his account to search The Rock. And you're going to see some very heel promos. Again, lots of F-bombs and other cuss words. So it is just, it's a heck of a time, man. I love it. I know it's kind of, there's a report out there that a lot of wrestlers in the back are not happy that The Rock gets to curse in his promos and say things that they wouldn't be able to say on TV, they being the wrestlers in the back. But he's not on TV. He's doing his stuff on his social media accounts. He can say whatever he wants on those accounts, and he is The Rock. He has been edgy on the shows as well. He's not dropping F-bombs per se. And if he were to be bleeped out, of course. But yeah, just something to take a look at. I would love to hear people's thoughts on it because it is, again, it's like my little brother even said at one point when he came back, he was like, man, he was ruthless on the first SmackDown when he started wearing his fancy shirts again after the press conference thing. Yeah, he was like, man, he's just ruthless. I was like, I know, we haven't seen nothing yet. Like, this is like old school. But I didn't think it would get to this point. I didn't foresee this, whether on the programs or on Instagram or Twitter. But I'm loving it. If you're an old school fan, you know, this is right at home for us, times a million, like I said, because he wasn't able to say these things. There was no social media back then. There was no Twitter, no Instagram. So he didn't have that going on back in the day. You had him saying his comments about Stephanie McMahon, Triple H, Vince, whoever, and that was fun and all. But now it's like, again, now it feels like full-blown. He can't go above any more of this, what he's saying now, the stuff he's saying now, because now he's cursing. Now he can't, you know, how do you top that? The promos have been good. I've been seeing people complain about that they're too long, 10, 20 minutes. I mean, I like it. I think it's cool. It's different. Maybe other wrestlers will start doing something similar, even if they're not dropping F-bombs. But just, some have tried it throughout the years. You know, he's not the first to do it, but he's the first to really master it. And if that helps your character grow, go for it. I would love to see it. I'd be more in tune to maybe wrestlers I don't normally care for in programming. Maybe if they have better promos outside, more passionate, maybe it'll translate to TV. Who knows? But yeah, again, check it out if you haven't already. But let's talk Monday Night Raw, March 18th, 2 days ago. I'm recording it on Wednesday the 20th. And sorry about last week. My daughter was on spring break. I did not have a single chance to record anything. But I was definitely watching what's going on so throughout the week. So I won't be talking about last Monday, but this Monday, starting off with Monday Night Raw on the 18th, Jey Uso opened up the show. Of course, got a huge pop. The fans love Jey. Main event Jey Uso. Not main eventing here, but what he did do was he did cut a promo about he and his brother. It's official. They'll be facing off at WrestleMania. Now, outside of wrestling, behind the scenes, these two, Jimmy and Jey Uso, since they were kids, really, they've always wanted to face off at WrestleMania. That's what a lot of people's dream is, right? Since you're a kid. But now do it against your brother, your blood, your twin. Not just brother, but your actual twin. People confuse you or used to anyway. Now they have different hairstyles and all that. Back then, the announcers would have trouble of who's Jimmy and Jey if you go back to the old footage from, you know, 10 years ago, whatever. Now we are where we are today. And now we're at the point that they're at the point where they've reached where they've wanted to be since they were younger. They'll be facing off for WrestleMania. So Jey opens up the show. He's cutting his promo about Jimmy. But Jimmy comes out shortly after through the crowd and pretty much cuts a promo on Jey saying that Jey left him, that Jimmy made Jey who he is, you know, that he's the reason he is where he is today. He's the main event and all that. Thanks to Jimmy. Jimmy's taking all the credit. Jey gets no credit for his own success. It's all thanks to Big Brother Jimmy, as he calls himself, Big Brother. During that promo, Jey did say that he's gonna knock the yeet out of Jimmy at WrestleMania. And right after that comment, he punched Jimmy. Jey did. And then of course Solo came down, he distracts Jey, and then Jimmy super kicked him. And right after, Cody comes out to save Jey. So just pushing along the story for the two brothers. And I love, again, I said this a couple of weeks back, I love that they're intertwining. If you remember old school, if you watched it, if you grew up watching like I did, old school wrestling was always intertwining stories and characters, right? So Cody, he's dealing with The Rock and Roman, the bloodline in general, but specifically The Rock and Roman, right? And he's got Seth Rollins also in the mix on his side for the tag match at WrestleMania. But here we are, he's focusing on Seth and Rock and Roman and the title, night one and night two, right? He's got to win on night one to have a clean match with Roman on night two. But while Jey is getting beat up here, he comes down. Cody comes down to the ring to save Jey. Again, it's intertwining. I know it's still bloodline related. It's not like it's a whole different character or story. But I love that Cody, during all his stuff that's going on, is still, his character still has time to come out and save someone who was against him, who cost him last year, who's part of that. Or the last, you know, couple of years, I should say, before Jey turned, he came out and he ran down and saved them. I love that. Back in the day, again, you had Triple H, for example, face off against one guy, and then in a backstage segment against someone else, and then interfering in a match later on with a third person. I like that Triple H now, Paul Levesque, is bringing that back. It's an old school feel. So Cody comes down, saves Jey, and there's your opening segment for Monday Night Raw. Up next, after that segment between the Usos and Cody coming down to save Jey, we had our first match of the night, which was DIY versus the Creed Brothers. And the winner of this match would advance to the six-pack ladder match, tag match for the titles, I should say. And this is a big deal, obviously, for these two teams. DIY, they've been floating around for several years. They've even faced off against each other. And it was noted in the show that they've never had a match at WrestleMania. That's Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano. Well, the winner again makes it to Mania now. And of course, DIY does win the match. The Creed brothers are really good. You could tell that down the road, give them some time, they'll get better. As far as in-ring talent, they're amazing. They're already there. It's just now creating that character, maybe getting future. I haven't seen many promos including them on the main roster. I'm sure in NXT they had. But in-ring work, amazing. They do some stuff that I've honestly never seen, like holding two guys with one arm or this or that, or pulling off one maneuver in one guy and then another on the second guy. Just crazy from both of them. But DIY does win it. Entertaining match. Wasn't long, but wasn't short either. So, but it was solid. Definitely would say take a look at it. And so DIY is advancing to WrestleMania for each of their first matches on the big show of shows in wrestling. Up next, you had Candice LeRae and Indy taking on Katana and Kayden. Another tag match. And Candice, I guess, I'm a huge fan of what's going on with her. I've kind of said she seems very nice and all that, of course, outside the ring and all that. But in the ring, she's really good. But her character has just been kind of bland. I've never really seen anything for her. But you could tell something's there. She's talented. It's like, man, someone's got to give her that push or something. Something's got to change. She was a heel a couple of years back. I don't remember really much of it. I'm not going to say it was fantastic. I'm not going to say it was bad because I don't remember it. But clearly, it wasn't memorable, right? So with that being said, now she was a babyface. Now she seems to be turning heel after her comments to Maxine. I think it was last week. She was mentioning like her dead brother and things like that, like real life stuff. Like, you know, I won't get into that, but the stories are out there. Maxine's brother passed away or whatever happened there. And LeRae, Candice LeRae, mentioned on Monday, pretty much saying, you know, we don't want you around, you're useless, and this and that, right? She's just tearing down Maxine. But fast forward now to this past Monday, and she's continuing her heel maneuvers and heel ways, and even her tag partner, Indy's looking at her like, what the hell's going on here? Why are you know, giving her that look like, what is this? I'm not with this. I'm not with it at all. So Candice seems to be going one way and Indy the other, but Candice and Indy do win the match. They're not. It's not like they lost and they're going to break up. As of right now, they're winning and they're giving Candice an edge. I like it. Candice LeRae, wife of Johnny Gargano, by the way. I'm glad to see it. Something's going on here. Something's in the works. It's good. We'll see where it leads to. A little bit after that, Cody does come out. Cody Rhodes. He calls out The Rock, of course, back and forth. SmackDown was The Rock talking about Cody, and now it's the other way around. And let's just say Cody called The Rock a lot of non-PG names. Now, I mentioned a few minutes ago that The Rock on social media has been dropping F-bombs and all sorts of cuss words. Well, Cody on Raw was calling The Rock a bunch of non-PG names that were blurted out, which is shocking. Like I said, that report's going around. We don't know if it's true or not. Reports going around the locker room is not happy that The Rock gets to say things and they can't. Well, Cody, who, of course, is the big name right now in the company, you could say he's the current, you know, modern-day John Cena, if you will, or on the way to being that in terms of popularity and leader of the locker room. He's getting away with it, too. He's dropping some nice, shiny words, shall we say, on Raw in the ring about The Rock, calling him small, blank, I can't even say it. I'm not going to say it. We don't curse in the program, but just go back and watch and read his lips. But after that, after all the trash talk about The Rock and what he did on SmackDown, talking about his mom, The Rock mentioned Cody's mom and that he's going to bring Cody's mom a bloody belt and all that. Cody mentioned that stuff on Raw. He said he loves The Rock's mom. He respects her. So now they're talking about each other's moms, but Cody being respectful about it. But shortly after that, Paul Heyman comes out and asks Cody to show up this Friday on SmackDown alone. He wants him to come show up on SmackDown alone, and that Roman Reigns will show up as well on SmackDown. I'm not really sure for what. I don't think it was a contract signing. It doesn't sound like anything like that. It's just a man-to-man sort of thing, I guess, is how they're promoting it. But you know something's going to happen. Him going alone doesn't sound like a good idea. Later in the program on Raw, you see Jay in the back hallway and Seth Rollins, you know, mentioned to Cody, you're going to do this? You're going to go alone? You know, what do you, you know, they kind of give him that look like, what are you thinking? And he's going to do it. He told Paul Heyman he will be there. They shook hands. And then Paul Heyman left the ring, and that was the end of the promo. Just, again, pushing the program. Cody, it was just a lot of trash talk, nothing major per se, nothing new, I should say. But just back and forth, Raw and SmackDown, just Rock and Cody just trash talking each other. It's funny that you would think that the WrestleMania match was Cody versus The Rock one-on-one. It's Cody versus Roman. It's still guaranteed. It's still a lock. We just got to see if it's going to be clean or will the bloodline be involved at ringside. But if you notice, now The Rock's being called the final boss. He's calling himself that. It's kind of weird to see Roman not really in the spotlight. Roman is the champion, the modern-day record holder for longest reigning champ for the last, you know, forever. He's only just behind a couple of more guys. Excuse me. So it's weird to see that he's kind of in the background for now. So hopefully this SmackDown, I don't think The Rock's going to be there. But The Rock will be on Raw coming up in the future. So he's going to be bouncing around. But Roman this Friday, hopefully it kind of elevates him again. Because the last few weeks, really months, has been The Rock. All about The Rock. Which I'm not complaining. But you have to remember, the match at Mania that's going to close out night two is Roman Cody for the championship. So we'll see what happens on SmackDown. Cody will be there. Up next was our third match of the night, Ricochet versus Dom Mysterio. Ricochet won the match. JD McDonagh interfered, but Ricochet was able to get the win before that happened. So, you know, back-to-back weeks, Ricochet has beat Judgment Day members. He beat JD last week on Raw, and now he beats Dom. So they're starting something there with Ricochet and the Judgment Day. I don't know where it's going to go. Maybe something happens at Mania between these guys. But Damian Priest has the briefcase. I don't really see him facing Ricochet unless it's obviously on Raw, because Damian Priest has his tag match with Finn Balor at Mania defending the titles. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe Ricochet faces off in a tag match against JD and Dom. Maybe Braun Strowman comes back. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. It hasn't been rumored. But Ricochet recently, when Braun Strowman was wrestling, I think he's injured, but before he left a little bit here, they were in a tag team. Maybe they're teasing that. Maybe they're giving something for Dom and JD to do at WrestleMania, since R-Truth is no longer involved with Judgment Day. So, yeah, I don't know where they're going. They're building something quick, and we'll see where it leads. Up next was Sami Zayn and Gunther contract signing. Pretty much in the ring, they were just both talking. You know, Gunther had a smug attitude, confident, condescending, or whatever. I love Gunther. I love his demeanor. I love that he doesn't necessarily have to cheat to win, per se. Most of his matches have been just clean. He just dominates the opponent, or it's just a good match, and he gets to win. Longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time, and he's pretty much saying that he's going to continue that. Sami Zayn has no shot. Chad Gable in the back was also saying, you can't beat Gunther. Like, no, they're building the thing where no one believes in Sami. And Sami Zayn previously has had these matches where he's the underdog. He's always been the other underdog, NXT, the Indies, everywhere, right? Well, it seems to be that they're building this again. I don't know if he's going to beat Gunther at WrestleMania. I'll have a prediction podcast before WrestleMania. But as far as from right now, I can't see it. I feel like something's going to happen there with Gable. But yeah, Chad Gable and Gunther have no faith that he can beat Gunther, so especially Gunther. He definitely won't have faith in him. He feels he's going to definitely retain the title. So we'll see what they're building there. They're trying to get the fans behind Sami again and another WrestleMania and another underdog situation. We'll see how it goes down. All right, and continuing on, after the Sami and Gunther contract situation, which Sami walked off, pissed off, and all that, and Chad Gable mentioning what he said about you not being able to beat Gunther. Remember, Chad Gable, he wants to face off against the title against Gunther. He lost. He was close. His daughter saw him lose. Maybe they're going to make this a triple threat, perhaps. We'll have to see what happens there. But on to the next thing here. Miz and Truth. R-Truth versus Indus Shear, the tag team that's managed by Jinder Mahal. I didn't know this. Indus Shear means Indian Tigers, by the way. We finally know what their tag name means in English anyway. I didn't know what Indus Shear meant, but it's good to see that it means Indian Tigers. That's pretty cool. The match was all right. It was just mostly comical with R-Truth, of course. R-Truth and Miz, awesome Truth.
They came out to R-Truth's song, rapping together. It was pretty cool, like the old days, 2011, I think, when they started doing that. And whoever wins this match also advances to WrestleMania in the tag match for the titles. Miz and R-Truth win the match. And the way they win, of course, is one of the industry members, I forget which one, punches R-Truth. And he knocks him cold on his partner, on the other Indusheer partner. And then R-Truth gets the pinfall on accident. And they're advancing to WrestleMania. So Miz and R-Truth, Awesome Truth, are going on to the tag match for the championships at WrestleMania. Should be fun, the six-pack challenge. Up next, you had CM Punk, who was announced for Monday Night Raw in Chicago. So this is very interesting. Of course, Punk was injured at the Royal Rumble. They made it to a huge storyline where Drew McIntyre has been since the Rumble, just carving up Punk, saying he took him out. He prayed for it, and it happened. He's out. He's out for a long time. CM Punk legit injured and recovering. But he will be appearing this upcoming Monday in Chicago, his hometown. Whenever there's a wrestling event in Chicago, CM Punk will be there. We saw it in AEW. We saw it in WWE before. So it continues that trend. So this Monday, he'll be there. After that promo for Punk in Chicago this Monday, McIntyre and Seth Rollins are now in the ring. McIntyre was coming down the ring, and as he's on the ramp high-fiving fans, which is hilarious because he's a heel, Seth Rollins comes out with his music, takes over the whole thing, walks by him and goes in the ring, and McIntyre just staring him. If looks can kill, he'd be dead. Seth Rollins would. Of course, these two are facing off at WrestleMania for the world title. I don't know if it was mentioned before, but it's official according to Seth Rollins in the ring in the promo on Monday. He mentioned that they will be fighting night two. So both world titles will be defended on night two. So that is official. Again, I don't know if that was official before. We knew Cody Roman is closing out night two. That's the biggest title. But now the world title will be on night two as well. Makes sense. You have the tag match on night one with Rollins and Cody. I had a theory that that Rollins would face McIntyre night one, lose by some shenanigans somehow, and then be pissed off and take it out on Cody, costing Cody at night one the tag match. That could still happen in another fashion, but I don't see it now. I don't see Rollins turning heel, turning on Cody, and then defending his title the next night against Drew McIntyre. I don't see that happening, but we'll see. But nonetheless, they're in the ring. No fighting here. Just kind of, you know, McIntyre has this sort of gray area, gray demeanor, if you want to call it that, or tweener, as they call it, when you're not a heel or you're not a babyface, you're just in between. He has the demeanor. He's telling Rollins, you know, you still don't have your eyes on the prize. You're still focused on other things and you're dancing and all that stuff. Rollins is saying he's going to take care of him. He's going to take care of business all around WrestleMania. So just hyping up a little bit more, just more promos, again, building up Mania more. No violence, nothing happened. Rollins will leave the ring, and then McIntyre left the ring right after. So nothing there, just pushing that story along. And as far as the rest of Raw, there were two more matches to go down. You had New Day defeating Otis and Tozawa to also advance to WrestleMania. So another tag team in the fold, the New Day, that's Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, of course. Big E is still out. We haven't seen him in a very long time due to his neck injury. Getting a little worried about Big E. I'm hoping he's coming back, maybe at Mania or sometime after. I'm not going to pretend I'm an insider. I'm not. You know, I haven't seen really anything about him coming back. And normally you hear these types of injuries happening to wrestlers and that's it. They become backstage producers or they retire. Remember Jason Jordan a few years ago, supposed to be Kurt Angle's son. If you remember that storyline, what was that, 5 years ago or so, whatever it was. And he had an injury and now I'm glad he's okay. He's able to walk and all that, but he's no longer wrestling. So it makes me feel like, is that what Big E's is heading to? Or they just waiting for the right moment? Maybe he's cleared. I don't know. But nonetheless, New Day, this version, Kofi and Woods advance to WrestleMania, beating Otis and Tozawa. And then the main event of the night was the last woman standing match between Becky and Nia. Of course, Becky's going to WrestleMania to face Rhea Ripley for the women's title, the Raw women's title. And Nia's been a thorn in her side. Nia's been a thorn in a lot of women's side. Sides for several months now. Becky did win the match. The big spot was a leg drop off of a ladder on the outside through the announce table on Nia Jax, which was pretty badass to see. Nia and Becky have had their rivalry for roughly 6 years now. It started 6 years ago on that episode of Raw where SmackDown infiltrated Raw and Becky had her broken nose and all that bloodied up thanks to Nia. And that's what created essentially the man. And it went from there. So it's interesting to see these two, 6, 7 years later, I should say, still going at it and having a great match, a last woman standing match that was really fun to watch. I know Nia gets a lot of flack, like I said a couple of weeks ago, but in the ring now, lately, she's been performing really well. And I know she's known to injure women and whatever happened in the past. But for a match like this, this brutal, it looks like she took care of Becky pretty well. I didn't notice anything overly, you know, crazy that would have injured either one. So good match. Love the spot. Nia's a full, she's just I think she's a terrific heel, naturally. She's very good at it. And seeing Becky at that spot off the ladder was really good. Becky was getting destroyed most of the match, so it was good to see her get that comeback. But that was in the end. After Becky's in the ring trying to recover, Rhea Ripley comes down to the ring right after the match, and she and Becky have a classic stare down, again promoting their match at WrestleMania. I like how they're keeping these wrestlers, you know, from brawling. Other than Cody smacking The Rock or The Rock smacking Cody, you haven't seen any of the, as far as I can remember, any of the matches that are advertised. You haven't seen the wrestlers really touch each other, hit each other much, which is good. You want to save that for the big show. I think Drew hit a Claymore kick on Rollins last week. But other than that, it's been very minimal. There hasn't been a lot hands-on in the ring, you know, hitting each other and all that. Saving all that for the big show, or at least a week prior to that, to WrestleMania. But that's how Raw ended. Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch stare down in the center of the ring, promoting their world, their women's title match at WrestleMania. So other than that, it was a solid show. They're just pushing along the road to WrestleMania. You can't expect something crazy to happen every episode of Raw or SmackDown. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be fun. You're going to have your matches that they still have to fill out a lot of holes. Remember, it's two nights. Every match has yet to be confirmed, but we're still filling in those spots. It's March 20th, so we'll see what happens 2 days from SmackDown. Cody will be there. And again, I won't do a show for SmackDown. I'm just going to integrate the SmackDown results into my next Raw episode, which I will drop next week. So be on the lookout for that. It'll just be one weekly show for wrestling. I am going to have more gaming episodes. I have them in the works right now. I'm going to have that coming up here. Trying to pick a day to do it so I'm not oversaturating the program. I'm going to have one day for wrestling, one day for gaming each week, and other stuff too, movies and other stuff. Just trying to figure out how to incorporate it into the schedule and make it special for you guys, for the listeners out there. I appreciate you all. As always, thank you so much. Let me know what you thought about Monday Night Raw this past Monday and the results and what you think is going to happen on SmackDown and all the way up to WrestleMania. Let me know your thoughts on the episode. Let me know what you think. Anything I missed on, remind me of it. Follow me on all socials, The Champ Cave. As I mentioned before, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, or X. I'm on Twitch, Facebook. I'm all over the place. Just search The Champ Cave. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate you all, and I will see you guys on the next episode. Take care now.